Jim, how did Joe Dahl hold up in his first start this season?
Yeah, Joe did all right. You know, Joe did some good things out there, and he hung in there pretty well.
Just one thing about the offensive line. It's a unit that doesn't get rotated a lot when things are going well. It's been just the opposite for your line. Across the board, guys weren't even active. How do you handle all that, and how do you, you know, plug them in and get results?
Yeah, you know, it's... I give credit to Ron Prince, who does a great job with him. I mean, we've had, you know, more guys in and out on our line than probably as much as anyone, I would assume. But, you know, what he does and what the rest of our guys do, they just face the challenge. They prepare extremely hard. Even though a guy may not have gotten a whole lot of playing time previously, we treat him as if he's, you know, supposed to play well and supposed to handle whoever he faces, like a guy like Hicks, who's as good as they come up front last week. But I think it's attitude, determination in terms of their preparation and the fight of the young man who plays for us. So, you know, I think all of those things play a part in it. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's certain things you do that you may not, you know, I think what you have to try to do is try to make certain that you know thyself, and then make adjustments accordingly, which we do. I mean, that's at a number of different spots, you know, when you're up front, things to do. There's some guys that pull better than other guys, you know, so how many times you pull a guy, you know, that depends upon how well he does the job. Now, it's something you're always trying to improve upon, but we still try to make certain that we're judicious and try to be prudent in selection of plays with certain individuals.
Jim, with guys at Dahl, maybe even Carter Diggs to an extent, how much of this is also an audition to see what they can handle for 2018?
I'm not worried about 2018. I mean, I really look at just one week at a time, one day at a time. That's our entire focus. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about how they play in this next game coming up against Cincinnati. That's what my concern is. We just got to make sure we're ready for them.
From in your past, have you seen guys who play well maybe late in the season or start to show things late in the season and then that give you more confidence when you go into that next year?
From an experience standpoint, yeah. But, I mean, there are no guarantees in this league because you have one year that's decent. The next year you could be out of the league. It's hard. It's competitive and it's difficult. So you can't look too far down the road.
Jim, I imagine the Marvin Lewis news came across your desk that Cincinnati next year, not going to negotiate or whatnot with him. I was just curious, he's been there for so long. What does he mean to that team?
I heard that. I thought that was refuted in terms of that statement. I thought he refuted that. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
So why would I answer that question if he said it's not true?
Well, doesn't mean it's not true.
Yeah. I'm not sure. You might want to ask him when you guys get a chance to talk to him, I think, Wednesday. Yeah, you might want to ask him that question.
Gotten a lot of contributions from your rookie class this year, and even in the past couple of weeks, T's playing a bigger role, Tion playing a bigger role. How big has that been for you, this development, you know, late in the season with all these rookies out there, Galladay and so forth?
It's not common, I can tell you that, you know, when you look at it. I mean, there's a host of them, which you named quite a few of them. And I think the guys that had started out early in their season have gotten better and they've improved. They've played some valuable minutes for us, made valuable contributions for us as well. And I think the guys that are playing here late in the season that are getting more reps, like T's, you know, obviously like Tion, it's the kind of progression that you'd anticipate and expect. So I think they've been doing a very nice job for us. But, you know, there's a, you know, Kenny Galladay. I mean, there's a it's a difficult learning curve in our league. You know, that's why you don't see a whole lot of rookies playing for a lot of people, because of the fact that it's not easy to do. But we're fortunate to have some guys that, even our, you know, our rookies and our second year players, you know, some of them haven't played a whole lot. But, I'm appreciative of those guys, how they work. I'm proud of them, the way they play, the way they fight. They got the right kind of attitude.
And with Tion in particular, you've got a couple of weeks now to look at him. What have you seen from him and what he can provide you?
Keeps getting better. you know, he just does. He gets a bit more familiar with what we're doing. He's attacking things. I think he's getting a chance to get a good feel for who he is, you know. Differences between whether you're a scat back or big back, you know. He's a big back. And that's what he's got to run like a big back. So I think he's coming along.
You run north, south, that's what you're saying.
I think that's his forte.
Jim, you've dealt with this a little bit throughout your years here, but what happened in the Pittsburgh game again at the end of that game. Do you have any better semblance of what a catch is at this point from maybe a year ago or 2 years ago?
I think the rule has been tweaked hundreds of times, you know, just discussed and to the point where I think to exhaustion almost, and every week there's something that comes up. But the way in which the rule is, you know, for us, I think I've told you guys this before when I talked to our guys, you don't have to worry about that. If you catch it, you come down with it and you hand it to the official. Plain and simple, you know, without anything in between. But anything other than that, you know, it might be nullified. So that's what we try to concentrate on more so than anything else. But things like that happen.
Do you think that it maybe should be changed or tweaked again, or do you think at this point it's been poured over so much?
I waste very little energy. You guys got to know me by now. Here's the thing. Seriously, I do not waste any time on things I have no control over. Zero. I give it no thought. It goes right off my back as fast as you talk about it, right? I worry about the things I can control. And I think you know, life is better for you a little bit more that way. And you also stay in your own lane, so a little bit better as well.
Is there anything from the injury front with TJ, Theo, that would go beyond Wednesday's, check in Wednesday's report? Anything more serious?
You'll have to check the report to get a sense of it, but, you know, there may be one or two here or there.
Building on Kyle's question, this is the third straight year. I think you've had to lean maybe a little more heavily on rookies than you would like. What is the long term?
I'm not certain. I wouldn't say that I would like, because if they play well, I like it. You know, as long as they're playing well. But it's a little different. But go ahead and finish it.
What's the benefit, I guess, of getting those young guys out there early in their career for the long term benefit of what you want to build?
I still look at it one way only is that's, you know, what does it do for us right now to win this weekend? I think that's how coaches have to look at it. We don't look down the road. We don't scan ahead. It's almost like, there was one year I had a really good class of freshmen, a real good group that I ended up redshirting in college, and that group was playing for somebody else, you know. So you really want to try to just focus in on, you know, what helps you right now. I think that's the way coaches have to look at it.
This is something that's not something to worry about, but do you think that the cleverness of the celebration routines has added something to the game? The fans seem to like it. Players love it, and it gets repeated on social media. This has added something to the National Football League.
Yeah, I think it's been positive. We haven't received any fines, you know, for anybody doing something excessive or anything of that nature. So, I think from that standpoint, it's been a positive. I usually miss all of our celebrations because we're either talking about something or thinking about something here down the road or whatever, we're dealing with something else. But from what I understand, what I see on television once in a while when I catch one or two, they've been fairly creative.
It's been 24 years now since this franchise has won a division title. What do you think it's going to take for this franchise to get
up? Does that have anything to do with Cincinnati? That's all I'm worried about. All I'm worried about is Cincinnati, Cincinnati, and Cincinnati. That's it. The only thing I'm worried about is Cincinnati. That's it. All I'm worried about is Cincinnati. That's it. That's all I'm worried about. All I'm worried about is Cincinnati. That's it.
Jim, you hear general managers talk about draft class being a three-year evaluation process. What is it about the third year for players where it seems to, I guess, like obviously everybody develops a little bit different, but third year seems to be a really good benchmark for knowing where a player's at?
So a lot of information that's passed on to you as a player during that time period, and how much you're able to observe, absorb, how quickly you're able to absorb it, and then regurgitate it in a nanosecond on the field. That typically takes a little time because you're faced with so many different schemes, so many different players with different little nuances, moves, et cetera, how they defend you or how they rush you, whatever it might be. And until you get through a cycle where you've seen a good portion of it, that really not one thing gives you a huge issue or problem that sets you back and makes you less valuable for your team, then I think you grow from that. And usually it's in the third year when you've kind of been through the cycle and seeing different fronts, different stunts, all those kinds of things, you know, routes, combinations, et cetera, that, you know, that's typically about how much time it takes you to get it right.
Coach, is that, you know, the Vikings winning the division yesterday, does your message change at all? I mean, is it just going to be Cincinnati and then it's just going to be Green Bay?
No, it's just going to be Cincinnati. That's it.
I think we've asked you this before about, but you're confident that your players know what's at stake, what needs to happen, whatever.
Yeah, you always stay kind of in that same track. So yeah, you've asked that before for the most part. But and I commend you for your stick-to-itiveness. it's the same answer. You know, it's the same answer. It's not going to change. You know, same focus. I mean, we have to. I think that's, you know, to me, for how we do things, that's how we win. That's how we get in position to win, I should say. And that's to keep your focus very, very narrow. The minute it starts getting broadened, there's very few people that have a really broad range of vision. Leonardo da Vinci might be one of them, you know. But other than that, there's very few of them that can claim to be experts at a whole lot of different things and scan the horizon and all that. You know, you take care of what you can take care of, you know. So, and that's what we're trying to do.
Last question. Jared Davis has obviously had some ups and downs, but do you feel like this was one of his better games, just given him, you know, the task of dealing with the running game?
He's had some really good games before. You know, it's not like he's just arrived. I mean, he's had some good games before. He might have had ups and downs, like most people, not just rookies, but most individuals in this league are not going to have, a stretch where you play great the entire year, every single ball game. It's rare. So I think he's been doing extremely well. I mean, he's made a lot of plays for us. He's been active. He played well the other day. He's played well before now as well. Early in the season, I think everybody was talking about how well he was playing. And you guys have mentioned it to me here several occasions. So this is not the first, and it won't be the last, hopefully. But he studies. He works at it. He's got the right attitude. He's got the right temperament. And you can anticipate that with a hard-working attitude, smart guy, tough, you know, determined, that good things are ahead for him. Yeah, Jim?
The focus is very narrow, but there's got to be a little bit of intrigue when one of the teams that can really help you out is playing on Monday night when you guys aren't playing.
For you guys.
For the
players. Yeah, I mean, but my question is, oh, certainly, I watch every game I can. I watch all of them. I watch college games, you name it, because I'm trying to learn something every time I watch. I look at it for a lot of different reasons, but my watching the game is not going to have anything to do with the outcome. You know, not one thing, not my rooting, or it's not going to have anything to do with the outcome. So we watch, we see, you know, what happens. But the fact of the matter is, what we're concerned about is what we have control of. That's how we prepare, how we practice, how we play. And most importantly, against Cincinnati.